Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been vocal about her decision to send kids across the state back to school in the fall only if public health officials will give her the green light. Detroit News reporter Craig Mauger has been covering Republican legislative leaders and their push to open in-person instruction in the fall. He guides us now through the various discussions taking place in Lansing, where the fault lines are growing between the governor and the legislature. Craig Mauger, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So what have you been hearing from leaders about the reopening of schools in the legislature? Obviously, there's been huge pressure both from the Trump administration and from some lawmakers, Republican lawmakers in Lansing about this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Republicans who control the state House and state Senate here in Lansing are pushing pretty heavily at the moment to provide concrete plans right now for what school is going to look like in the fall. So the school reopening is about 6 weeks away now in much of Michigan. So the lawmakers in the legislature want to provide some definitive answers to families. And that's clashing with some of the health experts and what Governor Whitmer has been saying, because they've said, you know, we've got to see where the numbers are going. We've got to see the trajectory of cases before we make a final decision on what's going to happen.
What do you see as the main points of conflict between Governor Whitmer's administration and the legislature?
There are a number of them on this issue, as there are on many issues. One of them on this issue is what's going to happen with in-person instruction. I mean, that is the question on so many parents' minds. The Republican legislature, one of the main points of their current plan is that in-person instruction must at least be offered for kids who are in kindergarten through fifth grade. So for young students, they want schools to at least offer in-person instruction, provide that option. Governor Whitmer has been saying that we need to see the health data, we got to see the case data, and some of the other metrics for measuring the spread of COVID-19 before she can decide if schools should even allow in-person instruction at all in the fall.
This is kind of a triangulation question, but as we mentioned, there have been some strong messages coming from the Department of Education and the federal government, and now the CDC suggesting that schools can reopen. And at the same time, Governor Whitmer has shown some reluctance, or at least some interest, in getting a strong message from regional public health officials before greenlighting something like that. Would you say that Republicans in the state legislature are necessarily on the same page with the Trump administration, or are they putting forward different rationales for whether and why community schools should reopen?
I mean, I think they're definitely somewhat closely aligned with where the Trump administration is. I mean, members of the Trump administration have been pushing, trying to pressure schools to reopen in-person instruction this fall. At one point, the president tweeted that schools should reopen, and he could consider cutting their funding if they don't. So, I mean, there is a push among Republicans overall, nationally, to try to reopen schools, and the governor is not adhering to their pressure at this moment.
So, if the two sides can't come to an agreement, what's going to happen with the start of the school year? Do we know yet?
I don't think it's 100% clear what's going to happen from a policy perspective. There are a number of schools that are going forward and instituting their own plans. There's a growing number of schools who are going to be starting the school year without in-person instruction. They're just saying our plan right now is not to have in-person instruction. A lot of these the schools in Michigan have to submit plans for reopening, what it's going to look like in their districts in August to the state. So I think in the next few weeks, we'll see a clear picture of what it's going to look like. At the state level, the Republicans in the legislature have very little power to force anything to happen. And it's the same for the Trump administration. I mean, they can try to use their bully pulpit to suggest what should happen. But at the end of the day, the emphasis, the most of the power in deciding what the school year is going to look like in the fall is going to be at the governor's office, and is going to happen with these local districts. And it's kind of out of the control of the Republican lawmakers. They can pass a bill and send it to the governor's desk, but she'll likely just veto it.
Right. Craig, for what you've seen happening in the congressional delegations, do you think that Congress is going to lean toward creating another stimulus package with money earmarked for school districts?
You know, that is a huge question at this moment. I was just talking to a member of our congressional delegation earlier this morning, and I was asking him to weigh in on where we are at the moment, and he said it's very much unclear. He said he doesn't want to say much because there's so much uncertainty about what the package is going to look like. Schools across the state and the teachers' unions in Michigan have been stressing the need for more personal protective equipment, more funding, and just a greater ability to try to meet the needs that are arising because of COVID-19. And the financial aspect of that is a huge portion of it. And a lot of this at the federal level right now remains a mystery. I think in the coming days, we'll have a clearer picture of what they're going to come down with. And there's going to be a lot of pressure from some members of our congressional delegation to get more money for schools and to get more money for local governments who are facing their own financial problems at this moment.
Craig Mauger reports for the Detroit News. Craig, thank you so much for your time on this.
Hey, thank you for having me.